This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line from O'Donnell & Associates, Jack O'Donnell. We're talking about the state budget fallout. After the budget passes, what comes next? And it appears, Jack, that some are kind of channeling some of their frustrations over the budget into a constitutional amendment push that could rein in the governor's power over the state budget just a little bit. State budget was rather late as compared to normal. What can you tell us about the idea of a constitutional amendments happening before lawmakers leave for the summer?
Well, good morning. Yes, this was the latest state budget in about 15 years. And I think as a result, you're hearing, seeing some of the frustration from lawmakers bubble up. This is not something new. We have had legislators very upset about this process for 40, 50 years. And one of the things we've really seen as a result of some court cases from the mid-1990s that then accelerated in, 2008, I think, 8 or 9, power has continued to shift in this budget process from the legislature to the governor. And I think we've also seen that as Governor Hochul enters, having been there now for 5 years, she's exercising more of that power. And the result is a lot of rank and file legislators are frustrated. The biggest thing, though, is we heard from the speaker, New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who, is very frustrated with the use of the budget to drive policy and not just dollars and cents. He was very critical of that through this budget cycle and others. But he was clear this week he's not supporting this constitutional amendment. He thinks it's hard to get passed, right? It would have to pass two separate legislatures and then go to a public referendum. It's hard to get the public super excited about the allocation of budget powers and constitutional powers in a budget process. So I think you'll hear about that. I think it's a great way for folks to let off steam, but I don't expect it to change anytime soon.
Okay, so a lot would have to happen to do that. You know, Hochul was described even by Democrats as a monarch in these budget discussions that just wrapped up. Was the frustration level more or higher this year than even recent years?
Yes, I think it's higher in part because the budget process has dragged on so long. I think it's higher because the pressure on the state from what's happening in Washington, whether that's reconciliation, potential cuts to New York funding streams, you know, reaction to tariffs. I think things are moving even quicker and more extremely than usual, and I think the whole world feels more volatile. So rank and file legislators who were sitting around in Albany not very involved in these negotiations as their leaders negotiated, but things dragged on. I think you're seeing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Explosion.
Yeah, that amendment would end the governor's ability to use the appropriations bill to drive policy as part of the budget. It's kind of become one of these things where, even though so many lawmakers say they don't like including policy in the budget, it's maybe the most effective way to get policy through.
Well, it's certainly the most effective way for the governor to do that, right? You know, she has a lot of say because of that threat of being able to do extending, you know, budget extenders that she alone puts the policy in, and the legislature be forced to vote up and open up and down. You know, we will still see plenty of policy get voted on by the state legislators before they adjourn in June. But that is really driven by their majorities. And so she'll have the ability to veto those or, you know, maybe edit them as part of that process. But, you know, a lot more power when it comes to the budget. And that's why she's using that power.
How much right now is being influenced by the fact that she has a reelection campaign next year, right? I mean, that's really starting.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I think politics is always ever present in Albany, certainly in legislators and the governor's minds. But we've seen over the last 18 months, the governor's poll numbers have come down, though they're, you know, inching back up. And we'll see as she passed a lot of popular things in this budget. And I think legislators see that as potential weakness. And so when they turn around and see her being very strong in the budget process, you know, that's a dichotomy that gets frustrating.
I want to also ask you about something that a lot of Republicans in the state Senate are raising their eyebrows to say the least, calling on the state comptroller to reject the creation of a legal fund for elected officials. I haven't done any polling on this myself, Jack, but I'm going to guess the idea of a legal fund for elected officials is probably not the most popular thing in the world amongst the general electorate.
probably not. You know, I think there's plenty in here that also, if you polled, people wouldn't like it at all. But that's gotten a lot of high profile opposition. Again, it's sort of I suspect too late. Hard for the controller to say that doesn't work when it's been voted on as part of this process, even if it was secretively negotiated. I mean, we're seeing the same thing around the state. It has spent an awful lot of money defending former Governor Andrew Cuomo throughout his sexual harassment claims after he left office. And now he's running for mayor of New York City, and his opponents have made a lot of the millions that, in public money that has reimbursed his lawyers. So I do think it's controversial, and I do think some of that anger is out there. But again, I don't actually expect a lot of it to change.
The New York State budget that was just adopted includes $10 million in taxpayer dollars for private legal bills. Do you see that staying?
I see that staying. You know, there are caveats in there about what it can be used for and when, right? I mean, this, make no mistake, this is a response to some claims from the federal government and the Trump administration about Attorney General Tish James. And just the way that President Trump has said repeatedly, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has said repeatedly that they were targeted by the Department of Justice and the federal government. Now Democrats are using those same kind of claims to say that the Attorney General is being targeted by a different administration. You know, all of this is pretty sad, but it's, I think, unfortunately where we are.
Jack, as always, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell and Associates joining us live on WBEM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.